you around a snake right there. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? What's your question? What's your problem? What's going on? What's the battle all about? Questioning the word of God. He came up, and he saw Eve and Adam who'd never sinned, and said, hath God said? I'd like to question the word of God. This has been the same generation questioning the word of God. I'm sick of hearing about all the mistakes in the King James Version. It's not dependable. It is. The night I got saved is dependable. The night God called me to preach is dependable. And for 43 years, I've been preaching it and declaring it, and it's been dependable to rescue the perishing and care for the dying, and to sober the drunkard and to deliver the drunkard. I've never found anything any better. And so you're not going to get me to raise a bunch of questions about the Word of God. When I say the Word of God, I consider the King James Version the Word of God. If I didn't, I'd quit preaching it. And if I quit preaching it, I'd quit preaching altogether. I sure don't know of anything else I want to preach. It's the dad of every revival we ever had. It's the dad of six homes. It's the dad of the radio minister on 118 stations. It's the dad of every soul that's been born again into our ministry and connected with that. So I don't know of anything any better than this. And the devil came up and said, hath God said? I just want to raise the question. Yes, that's exactly what he did. People say, and I've heard it during my generation, well, some professor, you know, let's examine the word of God. Is that so? But brother, you just might as well examine God. There's nothing wrong with him. He don't need an examination. Preach ought to get up, teach ought to get up and say, folks, let's let the word of God examine us.